Here, though, all that changed. Here. Here. Finley Otego was at peace. His concerns, Hinky Dye-Dye, were gone, at least for the time being. Pimley sent Finley a series of bright images, a champagne bottle breaking over the stern of a boat, hundreds of flat black graduation caps rising in the air, a flag being planted on Mount Everest, a laughing couple escaping a church with their heads bent against a pelting storm of rice. A planet, Earth, suddenly glowing with fierce brilliance. Images that all said the same thing. "Yes," Finley said, and Pimley wondered how he could ever have thought those eyes hard to read. "Yes, indeed. Success at the end of the day." Neither of them looked down at that moment. Had they done, they would have seen Ted Brodigan, an old dog, yes, and tired, but perhaps not quite as tired as some thought, looking up at them, with a ghost of his own smile. 9. There was never rain out here, at least not during Pimley's years, but sometimes, in the Stygian blackness of its nights, there were great volleys of dry thunder. Most of the Divar Toys staff had trained themselves to sleep through these fusillades, but Pimley often woke up, heart hammering in his throat, the Our Father running through his mostly unconscious mind like a circle of spinning red ribbon. Earlier that day, talking to Finley, the master of Algolciento had used the phrase Hinky Dye-Dye with a self-conscious smile, and why not? It was a child's phrase, almost like Olly Olly Infree or Eeny Meeny Miny Moe.